Well, let's go, as promised, to the Middle East to cover what's happening in that part of the world. We do it with a longtime journalist in that region, David Dolan. He, for 35 years plus, has been in that part of the world, digging into the stories, the details, and everything behind them. Well, he still digs in, even at this time in history, and it's more important, possibly more exciting, as it relates closer to Bible prophecy's scenario in God's Word than it's been in the past. David, there's late breaking news, and I need to get your input on this. Israel has refused to release the Palestinian prisoners. Supposedly, this was to be the fourth of a such events, the fourth release of these Palestinian terrorists that were jailed for perpetrating crimes, terrorist acts on the Israeli people. Many Israelis protested against it. United States is pushing for it. What are your thoughts?
This prisoner release has always been very controversial in Israel, as have previous ones, because, again, we're seeing convicted terrorist murderers being released. Men that actually, and a few of them are women, that actually carried out terror attacks and or plotted them that led to the death and injuries, severe injuries in many cases, of Israeli civilians and in some cases soldiers. So it's always controversial, but in this case, the Netanyahu government deliberately broke up this demanded release because the Palestinians demanded a prisoner release before they would sit down and begin negotiations under John Kerry's tutelage. And the Israelis said, okay, we'll do that. And that was a hard decision to come to and a controversial one, but we will do it in stages. The reason being that that will be an incentive for the Palestinians, this is what they told the Americans at the time, this will be an incentive for them to actually negotiate, to make some concessions, wanting the next round of prisoner release to take place. Well, there have been no concessions on the Palestinian side. There's been no movement at all on their positions during these talks. As you and I discussed last week, Mahmoud Abbas, the PA leader, says he will not ever recognize Israel as a Jewish state, and the Arab League endorsed that. Other things like that. So the talks are faltering. So the Israeli government was saying, hey, and many of the people saying, why continue on with this charade? Why release more terrorists into our streets? Earlier reports always show that a percentage of them, usually a fairly significant percentage, do go back to terrorism and committing those acts. So why do it when these talks are ending anyway? And Jimmy, the Palestinians, not the Israelis, gave John Kerry a deadline of March 31st. Next Monday is the deadline for these talks to either succeed or be ended, according to them. President Obama tried to get Abbas to change that position. So did John Kerry and other world leaders. But so far, they're holding to that. So if the talks are going to end unsuccessfully anyway, why at the last minute? And it was supposed to be this Saturday evening that the prisoners were released. So tonight in Israel, and frankly by now Israeli time, why go through with that, the cabinet said, if there's no progress? And so it's been at least postponed, I think canceled, and the Palestinians are up in arms about it. You know, again, this was meant to be an incentive for them to move forward, and they've shown no inclination to do that. Bottom line, as we've been talking about all along, they're not ready for this. The Israelis aren't really ready either. Too many other things going on right now. The border with Lebanon and Syria, which we may discuss, I suppose, is very, very tense right now. And it's just not going to happen. So you can say the renewed peace process has now come to an end, or is coming to an end. The Israeli fear, as always, is that this will lead to a new round of violence. And that's why they didn't want these talks in the first place.
Well, and meanwhile, Kerry went over to Jordan with King Abdullah and Mahmoud Abbas, president of the Palestinian Authority. They tried to put back in place the peace process, but with this not releasing of these Palestinian terrorists, you're then concluding this is the end of the peace process. You don't see any way that it could be revived.
Well, and on top of that, Jimmy, is this deadline. This is a self-imposed deadline that the Palestinians gave to the Americans, not the Israelis. The Israeli government said, we're ready for open-ended discussions. We don't believe we can arrive at an agreement in 9 months, and frankly, in 90 months. They didn't say that, but that's how they feel. Certainly at this time, again, with Iran and Lebanon, Syria, Egypt moving towards Russia now, and the Ukraine exploding, all these things going on in the region. They never expected it to happen. So yes, they knew that by postponing, quote-unquote, this final prisoner release, that it probably would be the final nail in the coffin, but it's just the final nail. The coffin is already sealed tight. There's going to be no peace process body rising up from that coffin anytime soon. And so why, you know, further alienate his own coalition? Because Netanyahu went out on a limb with the right wing of his coalition, including many members of his own party, Likud party, by agreeing to this prisoner release at all at this time. And so why further exacerbate his own problems by releasing this, even though, of course, it creates other problems with the Palestinians? But again, those problems are there. There's no way Abdullah can revive it. There's no way John Kerry can revive it. The parties are simply not ready, especially the Palestinians. And that's just a fact. And so it looks like it's over for this time.
Moment ago, you mentioned Lebanon and Syria, the borders with Israel there in the north. What's going on?
Well, Jimmy, I just yesterday saw a report from my friend Chris Mitchell, who's a journalist in Israel, and it was based on the fighting in Syria moving to Lebanon. He very cleverly started his piece by showing clashes going on between pro- and anti-Assad forces, fighting going on. Only then did he say, but this isn't happening in Syria. This is happening in Beirut, Lebanon. Well, we had Turkey shoot down a Syrian MiG jet, Russian-made MiG jet that was, they said, entering their airspace in an aggressive and a provocative way. This month, we had four Israeli soldiers wounded, including a senior commanded by a planted bomb along the Golan Heights border. And then, as we said last week, Israel responded with the greatest activity against Syrian army positions since the Yom Kippur War over 40 years. So this thing is heating up. The Israelis are extremely concerned that with the advent of spring, and, you know, the Bible says springtime, the kings go to war, that Hezbollah is preparing, along with Iran, to launch major assaults upon Israel, rocket assaults. This at a time when Egypt is still in confusion and when other countries around the area are tottering. So there's a real prospect of war this spring. Of course, there's always a real prospect of war in the Middle East, but right now the conditions are so ripe that it's very worrisome, and the Israeli Defense Forces are on full alert. They're always on alert, but they are on extra heightened alert right now with this situation going on. And, of course, the concern is that there will, for the first time, be a concerted Hezbollah, Hamas, Islamic Jihad attack upon Israel. Not just Hezbollah alone, as we've had many times, and not just Hamas or Islamic Jihad firing rockets from Gaza alone, as we've had many times, but both parties at once opening up on Israel from north and south. So that would be a very bad scenario, of course, and those rockets, as the Israelis constantly point out, are getting more and more accurate. In fact, an Israeli security source said this week that within a year or two, they'll be able to pinpoint buildings in Israel that they want to destroy. Buildings, government buildings, army bases, and accurately be able to hit those. So with technology improving all the time, the situation for Israel becomes more and more grave. And frankly, Jimmy, I hate to say this, but the sooner this coming conflict comes, the better for Israel, because they can't get much more prepared than they are. They're highly technological, as you know, and the weapon systems are very good, but the enemies are constantly improving, and so, you know, maybe better this year than next, but of course nobody wants war, but it takes two to make peace, and Hezbollah and Hamas, Islamic Jihad, Iran, they're the ones rising up and attacking Israel, not the other way around.
Just quickly, 10 seconds, Syria is going to be involved there in the Golan Heights as well, are they not?
Well, that, of course, is the ultimate fear, but they've got their internal war going on, and, you know, they can't devote certainly all of their resources to a war with Israel, but they could contribute enough, certainly, on the rocket side of things. They've got very sophisticated Soviet-built rockets to really do damage to Israel, and yes, that is a major concern.
David Dolan, the man who gives us our Middle East news update, keeping us alert as to what is happening in that key region of the world, a major location for a scenario that plays out in Bible prophecy. David, thank you so much, my good friend. We'll talk again next week.
You're welcome, Jimmy. God bless.